Hello, hello, my dear friend. I come back with another Let's Talk. This one is called The Big Picture, and it's by a man named Denis Letkin. This is about education, and I really love this lesson. So, let's talk about Denis Letkin at first. Denis Letkin was an interesting man, fantastic teacher and educator. He was a principal of, middle school or primary school, I don't know. And it doesn't matter. And he created an incredible school, an amazing school. He created a famous school that article written about this school, and it was very famous. So before Denis Letkin went to this school. This school have many problems. But when Denis Letkin went to the school, everything changed. At first he changed the teacher, and he hired only passionate, exciting, energetic teacher. But not only that, but also he stopped focusing on grade. Yes, he stopped focusing on tests. He stopped on student as human being, to grow as people, to how to think and use of thinking in real life and use their knowledge. And they stopped focusing on textbook and take tests. His school was based on projects. Each student chose a project based on his passionate, and teacher also helped them and structured them and designed the project based on their passionate. For example, if one student like dinosaur, the teacher must teach this student everything based on a dinosaur. For example, teach math or other study. In math, for example, the teacher must learn this student to measure the size of bone dinosaur. I don't know what's the way. Anyway, this project was not easy, but all of a student was very passionate to learn more. And Denis Letkin also create community between students and their parents. Students love this method and love this way, and they wanted to continue to learning more and more and more. And in final, they must present what they learn and what they do. They have long demonstration, and based on their presentation, they take a score. This student was also very successful in tests. Also, they don't have any tests, and they teach teach them any tests. But this student were very successful in tests also, and this school was top school in the state, and in comparison to other school which was focused on tests and textbook, they was very successful. And those school perform less well. Anyway, I did a search for Dennis Lehtke and Big Picture and read more about him and saw some video of him. He was very, really interesting man. I recommended you to search the net for Big Picture and Dennis Lehtke and see his video. This was very interesting. In part of this book, that AJ speak about that, and it is in lesson number 16. Say that real learning is not memorizing. Learning is understanding, and use it in real life, and something that doesn't happen in our school. This how to take tests in our school, teach a student how to take tests, not how to learn a skill for real life. In fact, they prepare students just for school and more school. For this, I want to tell one of my experience in university. When we finish my graduate course and went to hospital for practical study, we found that here in hospital is so far away by what thing we learn in university. This is based on learning skill, not just memorizing. Anyway, by this situation, most of my classmates was thinking about postgraduate course, and they can't focus on learning method, and I think that was very bad. And this is so far off real life. They prepare to test only, and this attitude come from school. That's why most students are so bored and hopeless. Another thing that I want to talk about is it is so interesting for me that someone who starts learning out of school learn faster and more useful. And the most prominent example of this topic is Albert Einstein, someone who named stupid in school, but in fact, he was a light and changed the world by his theory. One thing that happened in school in all of the world is terrible, and I think their method killed passion in the kid. So it is very necessary to pay attention to this topic, and I think world did not need to grade and score. It need to people who can create team and build team, and people who know how to find knowledge. And I think as long as the internet is there, we don't need to memorize things. We can find anything in the net, just in for example 20 or 25 seconds. That is very easy for finding subject in the net. Everything is in the net, and we can find that very quickly. Something that is important is how to find data and knowledge. Anyway, all of us have some bad experience in our school, and all of us waste many time in a school, and we can not expect that everything change rapidly, because it take a lot of time. But something that we can do is awaken our passion and be passionate for learning again. Okay, thank you for listening to me. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you again. Have a good time. Bye.